Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Listeners, hello guys, and welcome to Melon Sugar Podcast. And it's the Freaky Friday, and this is your host Kedo, and I'm back with a new episode with my guest host
Delali.
and it's a pleasure to come to your phones listening to us every day, and we are so happy to be back today with another episode. So you can contribute to our show and just support us by clicking on the description below, on the PayPal link or the Acast support link. So we are live on every podcast platform. Just type in Melon Sugar and you can just listen to us. So Delali, how is you?
My week was eventful, actually. Very eventful. I actually enjoyed my week. How was yours?
Oh, mine was just normal. Just lazing around and just kind of, seriously, this week, I don't know, but from Monday, I was just like being late at work. I don't know why. After the holidays on Monday, Tuesday, I was late. Wednesday, I was late. Thursday, I was late. Even today, seriously, I went to pick up something for my boss and I told the guy that I'll be there by 9 o'clock, but seriously, when I got there, so I didn't know. So I had to just come back to the office and just tell my boss to call the guy to tell him to come back. We had to meet. Seriously, when the guy came, he was so furious. And I was, oh, chairman, I'm sorry.
I guess it's just one of those weeks.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, it's just, and even today, seriously, I didn't even have that, let me say, in the mood.
Yeah.
Papa texted you and you were like, okay, let's do it. So just for our listeners, yeah. And yeah, our last episode we got great reviews. Seriously, I didn't know like a lot of people listen. Seriously, I checked last time and I checked like the stats and it was so overwhelming. Seriously, upon all my episodes, I think Freaky Friday season 2 episode 1 was it's at the top. I would like to thank every one of our listeners out there for just tuning in, just downloading with all their data and everything. We thank them very much.
Yeah. I think with everything you do, you look forward to good, and then also, yeah, you look forward to people buying into it. So I feel with time, and it's just a matter of time for people to actually buy into it. So yeah, moving forward, we actually hope that a lot of people, you know, listen to it and also share, you know.
Yeah.
Put people on.
Yeah.
We do it for the consumption. We do it for people to actually listen to it. So I think it's overwhelming when you actually get good reviews and, you know, you get people to, you know, to actually listen to it.
Yeah. But interestingly, most of our listeners, only 1% are let me say, on the continent.
Oh, that's nice.
Are just outside, mostly in North America, a whole lot. So I was so overwhelmed. I was like, okay, so people are listening.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we're at the same time. Let's just get in. Today, I just wanted us to just talk about the naughty stuff and the pleasure of it and all that. So, Jalali, you have
Well, I, you know, funny enough, I actually enjoy talking about, you know, sex and all that. I personally, I'm an expressive person. I love to express myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel today will be an interesting one. I actually look forward to it.
Let me just start it on the normal. So for me, I am not really, really like fun talking about sex. But even in private, I can talk. But for me, other people listen and get into it. So it's just for me, I'll just say, just like a new chapter, like a new something for me, just to just voice it out
on
today's episode, like about sex. So, really, so let's just say, what will you say sex is?
Well, for me, personally, I feel sex is, it goes beyond just the fun aspect of it, you know, everyone and how, you know, they see sex. Some see it to be, you know, just two people having fun, but then I find it to be more of, yeah. It's more like a fellowship. It's two people coming together to, you know, make things happen. It goes beyond just you enjoying it. You have to be a part of it. You have to be drawn into it.
Yeah,
you get it. Yeah. So for me, for me, sex, it's like a fellowship. You understand? It's two people exploring their bodies and, yeah, basically.
For me, I'm just saying sex is not like an art.
It's an art that people are just, let me say, like, just how a painter will just be using the brush to just clear all that blemishes. Yeah. I think sex, like, beautify, and it's also just downgrade, like, and it could be just maybe nude or something, or maybe non-penetrative for anything. But if someone is asking me what sex, I'll just than us.
Yeah.
I think most of us, the younger guys, younger guys and ladies have let me say, spoiled. They've made it so toxic. Like adding certain rotten things to it that is making it like
I get your point. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. So with me personally, I feel in as much as I understand what you're saying, I feel it goes beyond just an act. You know, when you say it's an act, then you know it becomes basically like a verb or an action. You get it. That's why for me, I see more like a fellowship. It's more like two people in going beyond the natural. It's like going into the supernatural. Because let me tell you, in as much as sex is just, you know, in as much as people think it's just about penetrating and all that, it goes beyond that. For you to really enjoy it, for you to really, you know, have a feel of what you're doing, really, you know, enjoy it to the max, then it goes beyond just an act. You know, you get it. It's two people exploring themselves, understanding each other's body, you know. So yeah, for me, yes, that's just it.
But what if the person who maybe is exploring is not really really feeling that exploring thing going on? Because seriously, people are top of people, their sex life is like a can floating on maybe in the water or something.
Yeah,
it's just so toxic, they don't even know. And seriously, how can you just have, like a friend of mine, how can you just have three people and you just be have like a conversation and just like spitting everything out like that?
I feel so let me say this. I feel that's probably like that's the beauty of it. Personally, my most I wouldn't say the most wildest sexual thing I have done isn't really the act itself. It's me talking about it with someone, you know. I find more, you know, sexual or sensual when, you know, when someone understands where I'm coming from and how I view the whole thing. So yes, I feel personally it's not just about the act itself. It's not just about you doing it. It's how you go about it. You know, the process in which you go through the whole thing from the beginning. And you talking about it. That's what I'm saying. That for me, it's more like a fellowship. It's not just you meeting and hitting it. You have to. The mind is involved. You get it. It's the mind, the body, your emotion, all coming together. You get it. And you know, with the mind, for you to get into someone's head, it involves words. You know, you have to find a way of, you know, melting the mind, the brain, getting the person ready. You get it.
But seriously, it's something era. I'm not sure someone will just go through all that thing that you have said to just smell someone hat. They just want to fuck, and then they just leave. Yeah,
it's very true.
I remember one of my sexual encounters I had after we were done. Let me say, we didn't even know each other.
Wow, seriously, that's wild.
Vibing a lot. Yes, we were vibing a lot. And all that, and then it happened. After that, we're just like, I don't know, we're just like strangers that have been just brought into the room, maybe start to talk, but we've been like talking for like a month. Yeah, but it's just, yeah. And for me, what I learned that day was keep to yourself and just maybe find love and maybe just maybe have a quick, like a quick turnaround or something, or just maybe have love and just find that be there for you and all that.
You know what you're saying. I think I totally get it. Because personally, the person I have been most drawn to sexually, it's amazing to know that I've not really had anything to do with the person. We've not touched ourselves. We've not had sex. We've not even kissed. But then this someone I'm actually sexually very drawn to. This is someone I want to do so many things with or to, you know. Your emotions, you get it. I feel personally I have some sort of connection with the person, but then we've never actually done anything, you get it. So yeah, basically, yeah. You know, sex entails a lot. It entails a lot, actually.
And for me, you finish what you're saying.
Oh, okay. So yeah, with me, all the people, any person I've had any kind of sexual intercourse with, or I've had any kind of sexual experience with, it's someone I have thought it through before I do it. I have thought it, I want to enjoy it. I don't want a situation where I'm going to and you know later regret. So yeah, for me that's it.
Okay, so self gratification. Seriously, for me, I've tried acting and I never. A friend who always does it. He's like, when it doesn't work out, I'll just get Vaseline and just. I'm like, oh, really? And he has become so. He has become addicted to it that anytime he maybe sends like maybe pleasure or. When his hormones just rises, he will just come without even touching. Yeah, seriously. I remember we went to a friend's wedding. I think he was just sitting there, and a girl came and just stood by him. After the girl left, he was like, nah, he has to go and change his trousers. I'm like, what? So I checked under the table to see, and oh god. Seriously, you could just see the seat, and I'm like, wow. And he's like, oh. So sometimes for him, if he maybe let me say a hookup or anything, he doesn't really have maybe let like sex with a person. It's just you just have like oral and then it's, yeah.
That's wild. So that's actually one of the dangers of self sexual gratification. I wouldn't deny it. I have done it a couple of times, and for anyone who has done it before, there is this kind of regret after you are done. after the whole process, you know, you're like, did I really have to do this? It wasn't really necessary. So for me at a point in time, I actually had to. I had to, you know, take a stand. I had to, you know, tell myself, you know, Charlie, this thing, it's not really helping. It's not really helping. But however, I feel for most people, for most people, they do it because, you know, they don't want someone to, you know, have, you know, control or power over them.
You know? Yeah, it's true.
You know, yes, for a person to, you know, for you to be able to, you know, sexually please yourself without, you know, another person, it's like you having the power in your own hands. You get it.
Yeah.
But then also it comes to a lot of dangers. And one of the dangers is you getting addicted to it. You know, it also weakens you sexually, which isn't so good. So yeah. For me, I have done it before. I have. Not once, a couple of times. You know, let me not even lie, countless times. But I am not really, I'm not addicted to it. I'm not addicted.
Oh, but the thing is that if maybe you do it like, let me see, to Allison, if you do it like once a week or twice a week, that doesn't mean you are addicted though.
No, my friends don't.
Hey, it's serious. To go to the hospital one time and the doctor was like, maybe you just clear, he should just stop using the phone. Yeah, he should just get like and just use it. He tried it, but
still,
it's painful. Yeah, still, the lolly still. And if you want, he now, because he has money and all that, he'll just be bringing like stuff around and all that, and they'll be just doing that kind of. And for me, what I see and I also like understand about him is he has a big dick, seriously.
Oh, I see.
And sometimes he says that most of the girls that he's had an encounter with, most of them, they can't even just take it. And like sometimes he'll just be there and they'll just give him like aura, they'll just leave. So he had to just get something to do, and I'm like, okay, bye. It won't really help. And exactly. I don't know how my best is the one, but like the last time I called, he's now on like 4 times a week, and
poof,
it's very good. Yeah, it's very good. But at first, it will be, I think, 3 months, so it will be like 6 times, 7 times, 3 times a day, seriously.
Wow.
You know, so to all listeners who like just self gratify themselves, it's just normal.
You know,
if you are very, very interested, just stop.
Yeah. The best option also would be for you to get a partner. You know, you get for you. I think it at a point in time you would have to look for someone, you know, see? Because you can't. You know, this thing, it comes with a lot of dangers. It comes with a lot of implications. And one of the implications is at a point, nothing will satisfy you, or no one can actually satisfy you. So even after having, you know, a sexual intercourse with someone, you still have to go and do it because you are not satisfied.
Yeah.
You get it. And it's kind of, in a way, it destroys the beauty of sex itself. Because, you know, you are doing it to enjoy it. You get it. So if after doing it, you still don't feel anything, then you realize there's a problem and you need solution. To everyone out there, if you feel you are addicted to it, I will advise you look for a psychologist or something, you know. Try going through therapy or something. Seek for help.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So next, let me say sex and drugs. I think most people now just use drugs a lot. They have like, I don't know, there are a lot on these online stores. I think they have one they call I forgot the name. I think they call it Stone or something, but they have another one. And just like, I would say it's very common, and people are just using it anyhow.
Very true, very true. Well, one of the things I'm most grateful for is the fact that I've never used any sex enhancer, any drug. I have never in my life. Because, you know, I have spoken to people who, you know, who use these things or who have used it before. And most of the times when you listen to them, what they say is you don't really enjoy it. Because it's more like something at work. It's not you. You get it? So you don't really enjoy the whole thing. And me, I always want to enjoy my sex. So I don't see a reason why I should, you know, I should use a drug that won't help me in any way, you know.
And for now, but if it's not really drug, just like some people just say, smoke weed and you can just have fun and all that, and like all that. 2 hours and all that. And I'm like, whoa, seriously, you just have the fun, but later you can have like patient order affecting your lungs and that. And seriously, now when I just go to Jodel, I think all right, and I just scroll, and I just watch like some posts, just like kush and sex and all that. Like, seriously, I'm like, whoa, so is that how now sex has just become just smoking, getting high, and just getting fucked?
You know, that's what people have reduced it to now. You know, it's quite sad. It's quite sad.
Mm-hmm. So our last and final one will be and all that. For me, I'm not a fan. Seriously, I'm not a fan. For me, how I am, I won't even want to be in the midst of maybe another person. Or even like maybe another person joining or anything. No. Be on social media, sex party, threesome, foursome, orgy, and all that. And one time I went under one of the posts and I was like, okay, let me just send hi. And I was added to, surprisingly, I was added to a group on Telegram. And I was just in that group and I was just like spying whatever is going on. So I think the admin saw that I've never like had it. Talk in the group or anything. He texted me, he's like, why did I join? And I'm like, oh, I'm just yes, just and then gave me a whole lot of parties that will be going on that night. And seriously, and one thing that shocked me was he said, okay, please, are you on Snap? And I'm like, yeah. And he said, okay, if you are just going to observe, okay, this party going on, so just give me your Snap and I'll just add you. And he was just streaking, and I was just in my room and I was just, seriously. No one is sleeping in Accra, seriously. And I'll just be watching them like, why? And some of them have like protected, they wear condom and all that, some too. And I'm just watching like, wow, really? And I'm imagining myself that I can't be seriously. If I'm not sure I'll even a room. No, maybe I'll just watch from afar or anything. And I was so shocked. And I think the guys thought that I was shocked. So later he stopped streaking, and he said, "Oh, now this is the norm." And that current party, people were paying 500 CDs.
Hey.
500 CDs. Is it me? I'm even sure 500 CDs. That's, let me say, in a dollar, how much would that be?
That would be somewhere around $60, $70.
Yeah, $60, $70. And I don't know. And the guy was just saying that it was in an apartment around councilments. And I was just watching. Seriously, and I'm like, so are all these people like in a crowd? He's like, yeah. And seriously, I got the shock of my life. And I was so sex has not been so now sex is no longer being with someone. It's just maybe people have the idea of just having it with multiple people, like orgy and stuff. And I was so overwhelmed.
It's yes, you will be. I feel, you know, in our generation now, looking at this generation, we have reduced so many things to, you know, to normal things and things for fun and pleasure.
Yeah.
Personally, I have never been involved in any, you know, any sexual orgy, it being threesome, or whatever. Me, I want it one on one. Listen, I'm not looking for a third person. Just you and I. Don't bring your friend. Don't invite someone else. Cause I'm not inviting anyone. Come, let's do the thing and let's. Listen, people are doing things. People are doing things. For that I know, people are actually doing things.
But yeah, you know,
I feel it's you know, it taints the beauty of the whole thing. You know. Yeah.
Hold on, and it's so surprising. Seriously, it's a very, very, very surprising. I think a new generation now. I think that's how maybe it will go. And I think in the future it will just be worse and worse.
I'm telling you.
Because now you have hookup girls. Just I don't know. Let me say like prostitute 2.0 hookup. I just add, you know, social media. You could just you can just come on. For me when I go on Instagram, I don't know. But I think what people did that made me delete my Facebook. I think like you'll be there and girls will be just sending you a call or this that, and I think Instagram and even on Snapchat is worse. Snapchat is so worse that sometimes you can just be watching a friend's status about a marriage, then the next thing you just be watching porn.
I'm telling now Snapchat has gotten worse. Like it's crazy. You know, listen, among the people you are following or whoever, at least you find two or three people who on a daily basis post porn. And I feel like come on, you people are overdoing it now. You know, I was signed on to one dating site, Tinder.
Yeah.
You know, at a point in time, you just be there and then someone just send you a message. Are you interested in hookup? And I'm like, yo, listen, I didn't come here for hookups. I know Tinder is a dating site. I came here to look for someone, you know, not to get hooked up with, you know, with a shower or someone. Like, come on, guys. And listen, at a point, I had to delete the app because it became worse. Almost every day, you just be there, and then someone will just send you a message if you're interested in hookup. Like, yo, what have you turned this dating site into? You know, it's crazy. It's really crazy. It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, it's very crazy. And for me, one of my, let me say, the craziest moments I had on Tinder was, I was just there and I just matched with someone, and unexpectedly, the person was, do I want a sugar daddy? And I'm like, what? Please. So seriously, he sent his WhatsApp and everything, and I was just like, okay. And what even made me to be pissed off was, at the end of the day, he was like, oh, in order for you to be like linked to one of the sugar daddies, you have to pay 60 Ghana.
Sure.
And I'm, share matter. So I was just laughing. The guy was like, oh, so all this time, if I was not interested, I should just tell him. And I'm like, no, please. You saw my profile, you read everything. I didn't see that. So for me, I didn't know what to say to you. And seriously, I didn't want to just like just cut off the conversation like that. Yeah. So I was just okay, you just tell me whatever you are just advertising here so that I can just get out and just peace out. And it was very funny. It was very, very funny. It was very, very funny.
It's not like it's not even as if you texted him first. You were somewhere, and then he texts you, asks me if you want a sugar daddy, and now you come asking me to pay 60 Ghana cedis for me to, you know, for, are you mad?
60 Ghana, and I was like, seriously, if you are unemployed and you need money, please, this is not the way to get money, okay? This is not the way to get money, seriously. The line that you are using, it's not catchy. It's not catchy. And I think some will just pick it and know that now you're a scammer or something.
Yeah. People trying to take advantage of people. You know, crazy. We are living in a crazy world.
Oh, so to the last one.
So bondage, submissive, whatever. Seriously, for me, I was like just reading about it, and I was so sex have now got a lot. Oh, I'm shocked. Hey, seriously. So I was in one of a group and they were just discussing it. So I was not really, really enlightened about it. So I was just listening to one lady who is in a relationship with this guy, and they are into that, and she's like, oh, she loves culture that his husband gives him and all that. They're everything. Serious. You see, there are some things that I think I can't say. So I think should just imagine. Yeah.
Crazy. For me, you know, for me, I don't really know, so I don't really know much about this whole BDSM. But then yes, I've also read a little, you know, I've read a little around it, watched a few movies. Listen, I know one thing for sure. If I should ever find myself in anything like that, I know I have to be the dominant one. I'm not going to allow myself to be whipped by self. Master, listen.
Yeah.
No. I'm the one going to be the dominant one. I'll be doing the whipping. No one is touching me. No, I'm not even joking. If you want to do it, fine, we'll do it. But just know that I will be the dominant one. I'll be doing the shipping and the whatnot. You are not touching me.
Yeah.
Sure.
For me, yeah, never. Please, I won't get into it. No, never.
You know what they say, never say never. You go and meet someone crazy and
For me, if you're my partner and you say you are interested in it, I'll just, okay. It's either you choose me or for someone who is into that. Seriously, nah. Because for me, I watch a movie on Netflix. I think it's 3, 6, 5 or something.
Yeah, I have seen.
It was so good, so nice to watch, but I didn't like really like it. If I'm to like with someone in a real life, no. So now there, people are doing things. So, I guess everyone listening to us had maybe liked our fruitful conversation about sex, and
I enjoyed every bit of it.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed it, and I think you were more of like a sex professor tonight. I was just listening and I was like, whoa, wait. Some people can just, you see, I like those people who can just have like opposition to just elaborate more and like, okay. Like, you can express yourself and all that.
I like to express myself because, you know, listen, there are people who'd want to do all these things or who do all these things but then, you know, would prefer to, you know, probably hide under the curtains or something. But no, for me, listen, I like to express myself. I feel there is no, you know, shame or shyness in it.
Yeah, that's right. So as we end this episode, we like to say something, just a few
to everyone who listens to us, thank you once again. And then, you know, we will hopefully we are pleading. And this is a humble appeal that you share, you know, hook people on, you know, send it to your friends.
Yeah.
And to those having sex for fun, listen, sex isn't meant to be hard for fun. You know, come on. You people are destroying the whole thing. You know, you're reducing it to nothing. You know, you have to really enjoy. Don't just go and, you know, do something basa. Please, to those who don't understand what basa means, it means don't just go and do, you know, do it for doing sake. You know, enjoy it. Feel it, have the experience of it. Don't just go and do it anyhow, you understand? And those doing the other thing, the many other things, please remember, use protection.
Yeah, always use. Protection. Always use protection. Never say you want to go raw. Raw is never an option. Raw, even if raw is an option, I think you it's like you and your partner should like have maybe texted or maybe get a test to know that the other status is negative. Seriously.
Yeah.
But now sometimes I'm even scared.
You know, Joy B has a song, you know, and then in the song there's this part that goes protect yourself, protect. I've forgotten the title of the song. Very interesting song.
Yeah.
So protect yourself. Very important. Protect yourself.
So just like how you've heard it from our sex professor today, the Lali. Protect yourself. So everyone around the world, protect yourself. And to everyone listening, I hope you enjoyed our conversation tonight on Freaky Friday. So I think I think for this episode it will be Sex 101 or Sex 360.
Yeah. I think I like Sex 101.
Yeah. Okay, then it will be Sex 101. So, as always, you guys should share, comment, everything, support. You can just go to the Acast website and just text in Melon Sugar and just click on the support button, or just check our description, the link below, the PayPal link below, and just support the channel. We are here for you. And we make sure we always make your Friday good and you listen to us. So, as I end the show, I'd like the Lali to end today's show. So, you can just follow me on Instagram on Ked_O and on Twitter on Ked_0i. And you can follow Melon Sugar on every platform, Twitter, on Melon Sugar _pod, on Facebook, Melon Sugar pod, everywhere. You can just send us your dilemma. We'll talk about it. Don't worry you. Just send it to our email, melonsug@gmail.com. So I hand over the baton to the Lali to close the show for today.
So yeah, I think he has said everything. So yeah, you can send us your dilemmas and then also basically things you would want us to talk about. And then also you can listen for me. I funny enough, you know, I have been on social media for God knows how many years. I just can't keep my handles in my head. I don't know why, but then I know it's so crazy. I know Instagram is Delali_ and then the Delali is Thelali_ on Instagram, and then I think on Twitter it is Thelali_. I'm not sure, but I think it's something like that. So yeah, I think we'll catch you same time next week. Friday is going to be probably more banging and more interesting. So yeah, that's just it. We'll catch you next week on Freaky Friday. I think today was very interesting. I enjoyed today. I'm not a bad boy. Please.
Oh.
No one's going to be a bad boy. I'm begging you. So yeah, I think we'll end here. We'll catch you same time next week. Please listen to the podcast. Support. Share. Yeah, that's just it. Thank you. And then thank you for always making time. You know, Talay, we do this for you, yeah. We do this for you. But yeah.
Yeah. We'll catch
you. Peace out.
Bye.
If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.